name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
RandomChatter.com presents a Flash podcast.
You see that red blur?
Dedicated to the discussion of the Flash television series.
A lot to discuss.
Scarlet Velocity.
Run, Barry, run!
Welcome to Scarlet...
Welcome to Scarlet Velocity, a Flash... I had a little Savitar in my throat there. A Flash podcast. Thanks for slowing down for a moment. I'm your host, Josh.
And I'm Savitar. Do not implore me for compassion. Do not beg me for mercy. Do not ask me for forgiveness.
I won't. That's why I coughed you out of there, because you were scratching me up. So, you know what? Let's just fight a little bit. You can run away, and then all will be good for at least a week.
Do you know what Savitar's first name is?
What?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I have a feeling it's like Phlegm or something like that, but I'm not sure. So.
I was going to say Carl, but that, he just seems
Carl.
Like Carl.
Say the Speed Force, Carl.
No, I'm, you know, he just, I think I know why he's mad. And we probably won't talk about this later, so I'll just mention it now. I think what happened is he got his mask stuck on his head. You know, and just, it just made him really grumpy.
I don't doubt it.
It looks like the most uncomfortable costume you could possibly wear.
It looks pretty awkward and painful and pokey.
No wonder he's so angry. Well, that's fine. Anyway, you know what? You've discovered the number one podcast dedicated to the CW television show, The Flash, with discussion and commentary on all the various episodes and pokey things and mean bad guys and lots of secrets and lies. That's the subtitle for The Flash on CW.
Welcome, everybody.
So, all right. Well, since you know what? Since I coughed up Savitar here and you're here for now, why don't we go over the show before you run away for a week while we have time to, you know, figure out how to defeat you again. And tell us what we're going to be talking about this week on a jam-packed episode.
Sure. Well, I may have just wiped my voice out for the rest of the show doing that intro, but this is episode 15 from season 3, a little over halfway done with the season now, called The Wrath of Savitar. So I guess this would be The Flash episode 2, The Wrath of Savitar, right?
Yep.
Originally aired March 7th, 2017, written by Andrew Kreisberg and Andrew Wilder, and directed by Alexandra LaRoche. So gather around, everyone. Gather around. Barry and Iris have called you all here to let you know that they're getting married. Yay! Congratulations. Such a happy occasion. Well, for now, at least for the next month. Because first, Wally seems to be having real, you know, very real visions of Savitar, and it's really messing up his mojo. He was getting super fast, but now that Savitar is playing head games with him, he may not be fast enough to save Iris in the future. Next, through the use of Julian's mental instant messenger to Savitar, the team discovers that the Philosopher's Stone is still around, and it was Caitlin that kept it from him the whole time. Okay, things are getting a little tense around Star Labs, too. Wally desperately wants to figure out how to get rid of Savitar, so he has Sisko vibe him into the future, and that's when he finds out that Iris and Barry aren't married. Turns out Barry proposed in a continued effort to change the future. Now that Barry's little secret is out of the bag, Iris is a little less sure of the matrimonial plans. Finally, things go from, man, this really sucks, to, you've got to be kidding me, when Wally speeds off by himself to get rid of that darn Philosopher's Stone once and for all and throws it directly into the Speed Force. Yes. And, of course, this is exactly what gives Savitar what he needs to escape. Unfortunately, it also sucks Wally into the Speed Force to take his place. Now we have our big bad, the one they need to rescue, and uncertain futures for the rest of the team. So it sounds like we're getting closer to the end of the season.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing this episode when the Blu-ray comes out to see the cut scene, the extended scene at the end.
Which one's that?
Yeah, you know, where the guy hanging on the billboard is peeling off Kid Flash. You know, he's
taking it back down.
Yeah, you know, it's that literary technique where you bookending the beginning and end of the episode. That's I thought that was – it was just too soon, I guess. For this.
Very clever, yeah. I want to know how come, you know, sometimes we're seeing things changing in the future, but other times we're not. Or maybe we are and we just don't know it. Like with the whole proposal bit here, I don't know how much we're going to get into talking about marriage this week, but I'm sure it'll come up again.
I'm already married, so – I mean, I appreciate the thought and stuff, but
not you.
Barry and Iris. I got you. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how much they're going to be talking about marriage this week. So that's you know, if we get to it, we'll try to give them a little help. But as far as the future stuff goes, you know, that's we'll have to have Einstein on to try to discuss why sometimes things work or sometimes they don't, or just the writers of comic book shows, because they can always kind of retcon why things don't happen the way they should. But
we didn't know.
Well, just a couple little pieces of news at the top before we start talking about the ramifications of time and messing with aforementioned thereof. first of all,
I have friends who say, do you guys write out everything you're going to say? I say, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's written right here. Yeah. I have some dots and, you know, some ellipses in between and lots of my words. And I use a lot of ellipses. Anyway, the first one is wanted to announce that about Abracadabra coming to the show. I know you and I have talked multiple times throughout mm-hmm. this series about who we hope to see. And I know he's come up on the list a few times. Well, he's going to be coming very soon this season. And they have cast him. It's going to be David Demulchian. Desmulch, I messed it up. I looked it up ahead of time. I still messed it up.
That's pretty close.
David Desmulchian?
Yeah, I think approximately.
No, you would probably recognize this guy because he's been in a few things. The thing that stood out to me that I've seen recently with him, and it was Ant-Man.
He was in Ant-Man?
He was in Ant-Man. If you remember, he was the did he have like kind of a Russian accent? Was that? Was that what it was?
He was one of the heist guys.
Yeah. One of the ones that
did that was the Russian heist guy.
Ant-Man
yeah.
at the end. Yep. So that's David Desmulchian.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now that I recognize. Okay. Now that I know who this guy is, I'm really looking forward to him. Yeah. I thought he was hilarious in Ant-Man. I mean, not that he's necessarily going to be funny here, but that's awesome.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to play Abracadabra. Abracadabra is not a funny guy.
No.
There's a funny character, you know. I mean, there's other characters that have a bit more side of humor. He's kind of a creepy guy from the future. So we'll talk mm-hmm. more about him in a few episodes when he shows up. But I have thoughts about this as we lead up. I don't know if we'll get to it this week, but he may be key to things that are happening to stop Savitar. So
yeah, he is the character Abracadabra is a mm-hmm. time traveler.
Yeah.
So start reading up your comic books now, kids.
That's right. And in a couple weeks, we have the crossover that we've been talking about with Supergirl.
Yes.
Musical
2 weeks.
Crossover.
Yeah, oh, musical. Yes. Yes.
That's right. And so I guess I thought it might be appropriate here in about 2 weeks out to just warn people a little bit.
Warn them that I'm sorry. What are we warning them about?
We're warning them that there is a possibility that you or I may attempt a little bit of singing.
Oh wait, that's a possibility. I was pretty sure that was going to happen for certain.
I was trying to ease them into it. You know, I didn't want them to turn off right now. How about I'll make this promise: we won't sing the entire episode. How about that?
Oh, so then I can't do an intro like, today on the all-musical episode of Scarlet Velocity. But, no.
To start writing it out like a Les Miserables musical, I think. But, all right, well, let's go. I have lots to say about this. And actually, you guys, listeners, have lots to say, too. And I want to share a lot of your thoughts on this episode. So I want to make sure we get to all of it.
Yeah, holy crow. We got, my gosh, there's so many people that wrote into us this week.
It made me think so much. Like, I mean, I had plenty of my own thoughts on this, but then as soon as you guys are sharing some of your thoughts, it changed the way I was thinking. It also made me think of deeper things I hadn't even considered yet. So, let's get to that. But, you know, toward the end of this episode, when, Barry is laying there, and after Savitar has left him barely alive. But he stabbed him through the shoulder. What's the bone that he shattered?
The clavicle.
Was that what it was?
Possibly.
Oh, that just made me crazy.
Through your shoulder, I stab at you. And just to continue the Star Trek II references here.
That's a lot of wrath.
Trying to do my part. Yeah, a lot of wrath.
Thank you. Well, he mentions something to Caitlin. I think it was Caitlin. She was the only one left. Everyone else kind of sauntered off and
skedaddled.
It was kind of that, you know how when you're uncomfortable and you're not sure exactly how to make your exit, that's practically what every single person did as they left his bedside there. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. You know what? I'm going to go look at this spike that was just in your shoulder. I'm just going to step out here. All right.
I got to go get some steps. I'll be back.
But he says to her, you know, fear makes us do a lot of things that we shouldn't. And my fear's the reason for all this.
Thanks, Barry.
And, yeah, that is a huge statement. And I would say, like, the overall theme of this particular story arc with Savitar.
I would say it sums up Barry for the entire series so far.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I would agree because he's always trying to save people. So I want to say a couple things.
His fear of losing people. I mean, his fear of losing his mom, his fear of losing Iris, his fear of losing Joe, you know, just whatever.
That's right. And, you know, I guess let me say this first. I was going to say the second, but as a hero, as somebody that is trying to do good and trying to save people and anybody you could think of in comic books and comic book movies and shows, is this something that should hold them back from doing the good deeds, the tasks that they're trying to do? Because it's always a possibility. Not being afraid, but being afraid should it hold them back from trying? Because a lot of times it really does end up causing more harm than good.
Well, I think heroes should always take measured risks, calculated risks. Heroes are supposed to be in comic books and TV shows and movies and stuff like this. Heroes are supposed to be what I think, at least for me, what normal people try to become, right? Like, I want to be like this character because they're so heroic. They're the anti-heroes that some people like and stuff, but usually it's, you know, this person has really strong moral code, or you know, is a cool person, and they do the right things. Now occasionally they screw up and stuff like that. So I don't think the fear should necessarily hold you back, but I think it should be there to question, you know, that you should question your plans.
It's kind of like a checks and balance, though, isn't it? I mean, because somebody as powerful as Flash or Superman or anybody that has big powers like that, the fear of not just not just that someone's going to die or someone you love or even the citizens of your city are going to be in peril. It's not just that fear, but it holds them accountable for what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps them from getting all high and mighty and thinking that they're invincible and that they can do anything they want and then that they can ultimately become the bad guy. I think it's that fear. The other thought that I had on this was, he says, and Savitar's really good at getting into people's heads. I mean, just super. He plays on the emotions that they that he knows affect them the most. And I think we saw that at the end when he's talking about Wally, which is why I think that Savitar is somebody that they know. But he says, Barry says, my fear is the reason for all this. It is from a certain point of view, but if you go back and look at some of the things he did, right? You know, he was afraid of back in season one with Thawne. He was afraid of losing. He was afraid of a lot of things, you know. But it was Thawne that set him all up for all that. The same thing with set Zoom.
Up,
you know,
set him up for the fear. You mean?
With the fear, set him up to ultimately cause him to make that breach. You know, yeah. I mean, everything that Thawne did.
Right.
Led to Barry's decision. So, I mean, is that Barry's fault? I don't know. Barry was making some selfish decisions, but he also was doing it because of where the bad guys led him, you know?
Right. I mean, you know, Barry's complicit in that, but he was being manipulated too. It's a little of everything there. So.
It is. So, and we're gonna play a little game later. So I'll bring up the other thing with Iris. But All right, a big question from this episode. We've wondered this all season. Who is Savitar? But this one, now that he's kind of back, and we know that the rest of the season is going to be all about him. This was the one that I really started thinking deep about this. You created an awesome list that I want to kind of go through one at a time, and you tell me what these are.
I felt there was a lot of new clues that were provided here that could lead us in a number of directions as to, you know, identifying who Savitar is. I feel like we're really close to finding out. Of course, we are also only like 7 episodes from the end of the season. And we know that, you know, like you said earlier, there's a musical episode coming up in 2 episodes. So that's probably not really going to be a Savitar focused episode.
I was trying to think back when we found out that Hunter Zolomon was Zoom, or, you know, who we thought was Jay Garrick at the time. But about this time.
Yeah, it was episode 16, 17, 18, something in there, I want to say.
So you could be right. We could be finding out. So I thought we were going to find out this week. I thought he was going to pull the mask off right there. But I'm kind of glad we didn't, because this is going to lead into a good conversation. So I want to go through kind of each one of these now. If you have any specific thoughts as we go through these, feel free to share them. And then I want to go through who the listeners are thinking he might be or she. So what's the first clue that we got?
Well, I don't know that this is necessarily more of a clue. Savitar, this is, of course, all through – well, majority of this stuff that I wrote down was through the Julian interface.
Right.
So, you know, he started out with a lot of religious phrasing, which is not necessarily new. You know, he sets himself up as a god. Though this was a little more Judeo-Christian style, when he's supposed to be a Hindu god of speed. But, you know, I forgive the writers for that. So I don't know. It just is something else to think about. Like, why is he doing that? But, you know, maybe he's just putting on airs.
I don't know. I'm with you, because he did the same thing once he had come out of the Speed Force. He started talking about, you'll worship me, you'll see that I'm a god, things like that. So, yeah. I mean, he started off, you know, when they first called him up on Julian's brain there, that it was almost like he didn't realize who was calling. You know, he picked it up and he was given, you know, the company, oy, oy, you know, slogan. he's like, oh, you will worship, bow down. Oh, it's just you guys. Oh, you know, sorry, I thought it was my zealots out there. But
yeah, exactly.
Then he did.
You know,
he started.
That's possible. Yeah,
it is possible, because it seemed like they were in communication with him, didn't it?
I have a point.
Well, Craig, anyway.
Yes, I have a point I want to get to about Craig later. So please come back to Craig.
All right.
this is the fact that they know this guy, Craig. You know, that guy, Craig.
Does the religious phrasing point us to any person in particular that you could think of, or is it just something to kind of keep in the back of our mind?
It's a back of my mind kind of thing right now. I don't feel that that's...
I can't pinpoint anybody either. So what else we got?
He says that he's nothing like Barry. Barry is cruel and selfish, which I spent about 5 minutes arguing that with my wife during one of the commercials.
He was or wasn't?
I agreed that Barry was cruel and selfish, and he had gotten a number of people killed and caused problems, and my wife was arguing, wait, he's the hero. And I'm like, he's still screwed up a lot. He's everything. See initial thing we talked about here. My fears, the reason for all this. This entire season is messed up. The flashpoint, all that because of Barry, and it's just compounding problem after problem after problem. But the fact that Savitar sets himself up as a Yang to Barry's Yin is interesting. He also, goes on to say that to his point of view, to Savitar's point of view, Barry is the big bad. So, kind of going to that whole thing where villains don't always believe they're the villain. They are just, obviously this guy's crazy villain. He's trying to do some pretty horrific things here with killing people and stuff. But I kind of
see like
where
he thinks he deserves it. He believes he deserves it. I think he believes he is a god. I don't even think he's just bragging. Well, I think he really thinks he is.
Later he talks about how he's, been in the Speed Force long enough for his mind to whatever break down multiple times, but he persevered. I fully believe that he really has gone nutso from being in the Speed Force for so long. So,
all right. Well, I agree that Barry's been selfish. I don't know how cruel he's been, but I guess from his point of view, it's doing the things he did.
Right.
It's letting the things happen that he did, yeah.
And Savitar basically blames Barry for, whatever. It's one of these, he's ranting about stuff. But, without knowing who it is and, what the impetus was, it's very hard to see his point of it. It's like he's just this crazy kind of guy. But I believe that when we find out more information of who he is and what his grievance is, I feel like we're going to go, oh, well, yeah, that all kind of makes sense. Savitar also, a lot of these are just quotes from Savitar's speech. He says that Barry and Savitar had to be enemies. Only one of us could live. And he says, it's always been me, Barry, meaning like, I'm the one that's always been your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He also says that you took everything from me.
This one was an interesting one to me.
Okay.
Why because when he said that, now this is through Julian again, and he's talking to everybody on the team, and some of them he addresses one at a time.
And he knows everybody too.
Yeah. Let's point that out. He knows everything about them.
He knows about Cisco and Wally and Iris and HR, who's a pretender and all this kind of stuff. He's very in tune.
Right. When he said you took everything from me, he was addressing Joe. Now I know, shortly after that, he said something else like, all of you did, he was talking to everybody I don't remember exactly what he said, but when he said you took everything from me, it was right after Joe had said something, and he was looking right at Joe. Maybe that doesn't mean anything. Maybe he was just talking in generalities, but that's I thought that was interesting. So,
he was kind of moving his focus back and forth, but I didn't realize he was saying anything to Joe then. That's interesting.
I had to rewind it to double check, and that's just who he was looking at and replying to when he said that.
Yeah. Well, he also said that Barry was there when he becomes who he is. So Barry was there at his origin, whatever that means.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if that happens soon, like in the season, or if it's in the distant future we won't necessarily see it happen.
Or has it already happened?
Ooh, I didn't think about that.
He goes on to state, you thought that Thawne and Zoom were your biggest foes, but it's me. It's always been me, Barry. So, going over that again. He says that Barry will, quote, never get over this, meaning you'll never get over the reveal of who Savitar is. It will blow your mind. Click here. You know.
So Savitar is just clickbait, really. That should have been his villain name instead of Savitar.
Clickbait. Oh man. This phrase gets uttered by Savitar, I believe, two times during this episode, and it was uttered in a previous episode with Savitar, and I brought it up at the same time, or I brought it up, you know, my same point in that one, and he says, "I am the future, Flash." Now, again, it's written as, "I am the future, comma, Flash," but he says, "I am the future, Flash," so...
Yeah, I even my subtitles had the comma in it, but
yeah,
it struck me too that it stood out to me a little bit.
The fact that it was, like I said, the fact that it was said twice in this episode, it seems like too much of an important line, you know, for them that they're using here, because of course of its ambiguity, makes it a perfect line to put in here. You know, it's those lines that seem to have one reading to them, but then you revisit the same line in a future episode, and it takes on a whole new context because of, you know, new information you've gotten. I find those really interesting. And just to review, they mentioned the prophecy again in this episode, but we haven't really had a good recap of the prophecy in a while, so I just wanted to do that. Savitar previously predicted three things for the team. One would betray them, one would die, and one would suffer a fate worse than death.
And it seems that we have gotten the fairly definitive answers of two of those.
At least two of them, if not all three, I would say. Yeah.
If those aren't, you know, red herrings, if those aren't the sure. ones that he's talking about. But so betraying them, obviously, they believe is Caitlin after mm-hmm. she kept the stone.
Right. I believe they said – they basically intimated that directly there.
Right.
That she had
betrayed
them.
And then the one that would suffer a fate worse than death, and Sisko mentioned this, was Wally by getting sucked into the Speed Force for all eternity.
Yep.
So then one would die.
Right. Well, we've seen Iris getting stabbed, so that seems like the kind of the obvious answer there, but I guess there are other possibilities.
Right, and we've discussed it could be Joe, it could be Julian, it could be anybody really, but those three I think are the main suspects for the person to die, that's going to die.
Okay.
I noticed that Savitar called Wally Wallace.
Did he?
Wallace West. That was worse. That sounded more like Batman than Savitar. and the only other person that I've ever heard him call him Wallace was HR.
Yeah. Because at the beginning of the episode, he was calling him Wallace. You're mm-hmm. supposed to get dizzy, Wallace.
So now he didn't... If he had said,
"You've always been tech support, Francisco,"
that probably would have been a little bit more of a clue. But it was just an observation. I don't actually believe that it's HR for several reasons. But
that's quite a red herring if it's not. Then
yeah,
huh? Well, I've had a couple different theories. I'm kind of throwing my money behind evil Barry or future Barry that is, you know, not good. for a number of reasons.
You're not talking about an alternate Earth Barry. You're just a future Barry.
It could be, but I'm thinking it's a Barry from the future at some point. But it's this Barry. I mean, it could be from another timeline, from a branching, you know, thing. But it's Barry who has gone through so many things and just kind of messed himself up enough that he's lived long enough to become the villain. You know?
Yeah. I just don't see him killing Iris. Is all.
I know. I mean, I don't see anyone on our team, if they are Savitar, killing Iris. But
yeah,
I go with the I have to really I'm putting a lot of money on that I am the future Flash thing. And maybe that's the red herring. I don't know. But think about these previous lines from episodes from the last several months here. Future Barry sends a message during the invasion episode back to the team saying, don't trust me. Why would you trust Barry in the future?
They've kind of forgotten about that, haven't they? They've been trusting him all over the place.
Right. And then in Attack on Central City, which was, what was that, last week? He says, I think sometimes the only way to stop bad things from happening is to just get rid of what's causing them. And I feel like, you know, that has a lot to do with what's going on. I mean, that's, that kind of goes back to my fears, the reason for all this, you know, he gets rid of the fear, but you know, if he could be the bad thing that's causing it. And if that has kind of morphed in his head or something, I don't know. There's,
you know, I have another piece of evidence that kind of fits your theory.
What's that?
I'm not sure that's what I'm going for, but well, he, at the end, he does not kill him. And he says, I so badly want to kill you, Flash.
Yes.
But if he kills him, that might mean he, you know,
he never was.
Wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So that's another possibility too. I hadn't
you know,
thought about that.
You look at it, you know, they had to be enemies. Only one of them could live. I don't know necessarily how that would apply, other than, you know, only one of them is alive at any one time. But he says, it's always been me, Barry. It's always been me, Barry, or it's always been me, Barry. You know, it's like semantics.
Maybe it's more of like a Cockney thing, you know. It's always been me, Barry. I don't know.
You know, that he's nothing like Barry. So he differentiates himself. You know, again, if it's that yin-yang kind of thing, it's an evil version of our main character. And
that is really interesting. You're convincing me, I got to say.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of interesting discussions online about this, people going back and forth with a number of different characters.
Let me go down the list here a little bit of what some of the guesses our listeners have had.
Okay.
Derek says he thinks future Wally, as opposed to future Barry, a future Wally doing this.
That's the other one I hear a lot.
I hear that. I just don't see him. I don't see him killing his sister. That
you don't see Wally killing his sister now, but after he goes through everything and has been trapped in the Speed Force for who knows how long, probably till next day, just till next week. But
so, and if that's the case, he threw himself into the Speed Force.
Well, Wally goes into the Speed Force and Savitar emerges. That could, you know, that could be like a birth. I mean, that could be very telling right there.
It was very birth-like, wasn't it? The other one that Derek is guessing maybe a future Jesse. That one seems a little more unlikely to me. She wasn't there from the beginning, so that doesn't really fit some of the things that Savitar said. But, you know, as some evidence to some of those, Derek says in this episode, Savitar spoke as if he was one of the people currently in the room, and he sounded oddly immature. So I hadn't really thought about that, but that's interesting. Armando wonders if it's not Jay.
I have never been Savitar. I never will be Savitar.
That's, you know what? That's what they say when they are. So I think Armando might be onto something.
you mean Jay Garrick.
Jay Garrick, of course.
Okay.
Now, my first thing.
I'm sorry. I really only just put that together. That's very embarrassing.
So, I think that's what he means. He didn't actually specify, so maybe he did mean you. But Jay Garrick, I did actually think about Jay Garrick, and you know, I was thinking, well, has he been there from the beginning? Well, kind of. His dad, right? A different version of that. His dad, but he didn't really take everything from him. But of course, that could be coming in the future. So
right, that could come in the future. And also, it would be shocking, and he would never get over that if his dad, the face of his dad, were to be his biggest enemy here.
There's a lot of things the face of his dad he'll never get over. Being put in prison, being stabbed by Zoom, being Jay Garrick.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's see. Benjamin says he thinks it's a new character. He doesn't think Wally would kill his sister and trap himself into the Speed Force. So he thinks it's a new character. We're going to see the origin story. The only thing I think about that is, you know, we new character wouldn't have been there from the beginning. It's a bit unsatisfying for me anyway, as a viewer. And then like that up you said it up at the top there, it's always been me. So that, you know, that would not really kind of fit in. At first I thought it might be a new character, but after this new evidence, I'm thinking probably not.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's been his biggest foe has always been Savitar, you know, basically from the beginning.
Hmm. Yep. Yep. Well, now you got Sean's theory here. He says, Savitar is Tommy Merlin, Prince of Daxam from the future. Oh, but then he says, you know what? I think I've confused my shows again. but then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, you know what? That makes as much sense as anyone else.
that's very true. Sean, thanks for paying attention.
Mark has has no clue. He says he was thinking Wally until he got trapped in the Speed Force. So now he has no idea at all.
Well, the thing is, it's like, I've also heard people argue that someone has to be trapped in the Speed Force, but that's not necessarily true because before Savitar was in the Speed Force, before he was trapped in the Speed Force by Barry, was there someone else in there? I don't know that there was. In this case, we swap Savitar for Wally, and I've seen people surmise that maybe we'll swap Barry for Wally to get him out, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I think they'll just go in and get.
That's something that seems very comic book like. There's been events in the comic book, such as Wally getting trapped in the Speed Force. But yeah, that's an interesting idea. I think that actually might happen. I like it.
And we've already been in the Speed Force. It was in the Kevin Smith episode that he directed last year, The Runaway Dinosaur. That was the one where Barry goes in and he sees Joe and all these other characters and his mom. And it's the Speed Force manifesting itself as people in his life.
Oh, geez, come on, Savitar. That doesn't seem so bad.
No.
Geez, Carl, get it together.
But, of course, anyway. You only take with you, what's in there, only what you take with you. Barry's taking, was taking good memories, and if Savitar is as angry as he seems, who knows what he took in there and what kind of hell it might have been for him.
True. Well, finally, not sure Greg's, he says he hopes it's not Julian, but he kind of agrees with you. Might be future Barry with the whole future Flash thing. I am the future, Flash.
Yes.
I right now had kind of a newish theory. Actually, I don't remember if I mentioned this or not, but just based on all of the stuff he said about being there from the beginning, it's always been me, I am the future. What if it's Eddie?
Huh. Interesting.
Because, and I say that because he was there from the beginning. He sacrificed himself, took everything from, he did it, but it was because of them. In the comics, Thawne, like we said, first season, we thought he was going to end up being Reverse Flash anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I don't know. Maybe he got trapped in the Speed Force when he messed up his existence, or when the time remnants of whatever Eobard Thawne was going back and forth there because he's still around. So I don't know. It was just an idea that kind of fit some of the things that they revealed in this episode.
That would be pretty dark.
That would be true, that, pretty dark. Yeah. And I don't. I mean, I know that even what makes it even darker is killing Iris. But I actually can see Eddie doing something like that if he had got to this point where he became Savitar.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Hmm.
I don't know. There's, I feel like it's going to be a powered character to start with, but, they could obviously really switch it up by making it a character that currently doesn't have powers that would get powers in the future in some fashion.
Yeah.
So.
And I did find it interesting how they kind of explain why at the beginning of the season he, you know, Savitar wouldn't stay in one place very long. And we didn't always see him. And some of those scenes where he had grabbed Barry and was running with Barry and they couldn't pinpoint him because they thought he was going.
Yeah,
something like that. But it turns out he kept getting sucked back into the Speed Force, it looked like. So,
yeah.
Which would explain why he was all over the place.
Interesting.
So I don't know, a lot to think about before we find out who it is.
I'm going to give them probably another 3 weeks, and then they're going to take a break. So probably by the end of the month, we'll probably find out who it is, and then they'll go on a break for a week or two while we think about what we just saw and be really upset. Because that's the way they do it.
It is. That's okay. It gets me excited. So, all right, well, you have a game. You said something about a game. You wanted to play a game in this episode?
It's time to play Mean or Dumb. I'm going to describe an event to you, okay? And you're going to tell me who was being mean or dumb in this episode.
Okay. All right.
Throws the Philosopher's Stone into the Speed Force, then traps Savitar in the Speed Force.
That was pretty dumb.
Yeah. And who was it?
that was Barry. Barry.
All right. The dumb Barry. There you go. All right. Knows Savitar wants to get the Philosopher's Stone back. Keeps part of the Philosopher's Stone. Who was that?
Ooh, that would be dumb Caitlin.
There you go.
Or dumb Killer Frost, depending on what day it is.
Or who you believe.
Can I defend that just a little bit? Not that she actually knew this, but okay. Had they ended up throwing the stone into the Speed Force,
yeah.
Wouldn't he have gotten out earlier?
He possibly could have gotten out earlier. So with that, there is a possibility that she actually kept the season going a little bit longer than it would have normally.
Good job. Helped everybody's paychecks. Good job, Caitlin.
All right. Keep secrets from the team, then gets taunted by villain to throw Philosopher's Stone into the Speed Force.
That would be dumb Wally.
Dumb Wally, correct. Ding, ding, ding. If there's anything I learned, if there's one thing I remember about what I've learned on The Flash, is that keeping secrets from the team is bad, yet they continue to keep secrets from each other. I mean, didn't we just go over this like a week or two ago?
You've learned that, but they have not yet.
Oh, well, right. Yes, of course. Silly me. That was me being dumb. All right. Decides that showing you your sister getting killed is okay.
I guess that would be dumb Cisco.
Well.
And dumb HR for using the controls.
A little lighter on the controls, please. I can't show you that. That's traumatic. I really want to see it. All right. You said you wanted to see it. Here we go. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like,
I found Julian was doing something similar too. No, you're not using me to. All right, let's go. No more. Never again. All right, one more time.
Yeah, after a little kiss, and then it's like, oh, better. So.
Oh, I can relate to that. That's.
All right. Kicks Wally off team without discussion when he's having emotional troubles.
Let's see. We're talking about Barry. Is that dumb or is that mean? It's a little of both. But I'm going to say, you know what? He was being kind of a jerk. Mean Barry.
Yes, Mean Barry. There you go. There was no discussion there. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're hallucinating. Wait, you did what? No, get out of here. But it wasn't like he just kicked him out of the briefing rooms in the Cortex. He could still come and use the speed track if you want.
A speed track, sure, hot tub, concession stand. in Barry's defense, he did have some good points. Now, he didn't, because Wally was connected to Savitar. So, I mean, that he didn't go about.
I don't feel that was explicitly stated. It was implied by the characters, but they're not in a position to know that. But yeah, I agree with you. I think that there was some sort of connection there.
Yeah, wasn't very nice though.
And then the final one I've got is embarrasses Barry in front of his fiance.
Okay, so that was mean, immature, and stupid, Wally.
Yes.
And by the way,
I wanted to marry my sister.
By the way, Wally, whether or not that's why, it might have made a difference.
But not now. Some of the stuff I see as character development that, you know, they were doing things for the characters, and other stuff was just the writers like manufacturing drama, ridiculous stuff. I don't agree with this, but I heard somebody say that right now Flash is making Arrow season 3 look like Shakespeare, and I'm like, it's not that bad.
Oh, I disagree with that, but
we're not that far into it, but.
Still, though, I like I said earlier in the show, I watched it the second time, I really kind of understood some of these characters' points of view, and I'm especially Barry. We're talking about somebody whose life has revolved around this one woman, and he has made countless personal sacrifices because of Iris, and his love for her has literally saved his life. A number of times, and it's been since he was a little boy that he has had these types of feelings for her, and he sees that she's going to die within just a matter of weeks now, and he's getting desperate because it doesn't seem like he's changed anything. So I gotta again come to Barry's defense a little bit in saying that I kind of get it, and when you get more desperate, you make stupider decisions, you're not as rational, you get more emotional, and I can really see kind of where he's coming from. Again, watching from an outside point of view, it seems ridiculous, but man, you know, just imagine if, well, this is a bad example, but you know, you spent all this time setting up dominoes and somebody came knock him over before you had a chance to do it. He spent all this time, you know, trying to have a happy life with Iris, and somebody's coming in and stabbing, his dominoes through the heart.
Oh, that
wasn't
horrible.
The best metaphor, again proving I don't write everything down, but still.
I understand what you're saying. I felt that the on a melodrama meter we were a little high.
it is true. Yeah. So and I'm not even defending like the writing or the show or anything like that. I was just, you know, I got really into it. I got it these, and I, as I watched it again, even, you know, the emotions were running high. I'm like, oh man, because I knew it was going to happen.
Well, see, I thought the show started great. It's like, hey, why are we here? You know, I got to get to work, and then, hey, everybody, we're getting married, and Joe gives a little speech, and then he has a little talk with Barry, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. I like this. And then we started banging our heads against the wall, it felt like. So, it started out strong, and it took a dramatic turn and just got a little more stupid, but
a little dramatic. I think dramatic is a good way to describe that. So, all right, well, there's tons of stuff. Now, I came up with some ideas about how they're going to defeat Savitar, but in the coming weeks, I think we're going to have opportunities to talk about that, and I might be able to add to my list here. Okay. So I'm going to hold on to that for just a little bit while, but you piqued my curiosity earlier, and I want you to talk to me about Craig.
Craig, his GPS shows that he's driving around in a car, and we're going to go, like, they keep tabs on this guy. He was
probably
like
a good idea.
Well, he was the most inconsequential guy. If you recall, he was the one where the temperature dropped in his house, like really cold. And I can't remember what it was, but there was something stupid about the way that the thermostat worked. Like, it's registered how cold it was, except that there was nobody's breath or something along those lines. Anyway, Or no, it was that they kept the house way hot. It was like 78 degrees or something like that.
So. Yeah, but his wife's still making him, you know, Craig, go turn down the thermostat.
So Craig, who's the acolyte, my question is, how did he know that the Flash was engaged in getting married? The line was something along the lines of, you know, better push back that wedding date or something along
Better move it up.
Or better move up the wedding date, right. And I was like, this either is just a weird mistake by the writers or it's like a huge clue to something. And I asked this on a forum online over at Reddit, and someone suggested, which is something you mentioned earlier, is that Savitar was monitoring what was going on through Wally in some fashion. I just felt it wasn't really, like I said, it wasn't really explicit. And then I guess Savitar talked to his acolytes, you know, during their little midnight mass that they were having.
I think he still is communicating very much so with his acolytes. And that's kind of what their little worship area was. And so he's letting them know all of this stuff. And I think he's been telling them all along, because I think Craig said something about that earlier when Caitlin was talking to him. Remember earlier in the season when she went and made his house all cold?
Right.
Because I think he said something about her that he shouldn't have known.
Okay.
That is interesting. I wonder what that clue could be. I noticed that he knew a lot too. Maybe they just invited him to the wedding. Maybe he got an invitation.
Right. Well, and the thing is, it's like Barry made the announcement. That means he'd have to know that Barry was the Flash. And it's like there's just the implausibility factor was really high. And you know, sometimes other people watch stuff, you know, and they can see it, you know, a different way. For me, it was Barry surmising that maybe Savitar is watching them all through Wally, but they really had no proof of that. And, you know, you can have characters say things on shows that aren't true because it's what the character believes or thinks. Just because Barry said that doesn't mean that that's actually true. Though it does seem to be the case, I just don't feel we got independent confirmation of that in the show. We didn't get Savitar saying, I've been keeping tabs on you by looking through Wally, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. See, I think there's going to be more to come on that. I think you're right. I mean, either a clue or a breadcrumb that's going to lead to more answers later on.
Right.
All right. Well, a couple little pieces of feedback I wanted to share before we go into some references.
Yeah.
These were some nice messages we got, so I definitely wanted to share them. So why don't you take this first one?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll take this first one here. So it says, hi, Jay and Josh. Been a while since I've had anything to say to you guys. Awesome podcasts, as always. I was listening to the last couple of episodes, and you were mentioning that you think one of the team members is going to die at the end of the season and that it will not be Iris. I agree with you, and you made me think that Wally is somewhat dispensable, so now I have that in my head. But my initial reaction upon seeing the headlines at the beginning of the season was that it was going to be Joe. Joe is happy now. Uh-oh. That, you know, that we always say, Josh, that is a huge, huge setback for the characters. Yeah. A harbinger, as you would. He has a new lady, and his kids are all settled and happy and shacking up together, and there's little for him to do.
They kind of are, aren't they?
They are. I know. That's just weird to think about.
I was going
to
say not his actual kids, but yeah, they actually kind of are.
Yeah. I even think the gun last night was lulling us into a fake sense of security. Oh, my God, Joe lived. You know, when he tried to Grodd was forcing him to shoot himself in the head, right?
Right.
That's what she's referring to. You know, thank God. But one of those headlines was Joe West honored. I know you can honor someone that is alive, but in my experience, usually people are honored when they die in the line of duty. I would hate for this to happen, but it's my prediction. What do you guys think? Monica.
Thanks,
I hadn't
Monica.
Even thought about it that way, but yeah, when she points out that, you know, he definitely could be honored and it, you know, like a tribute to him. Or they could be changing the history. You know, he could have been honored for something else, and now it gets changed, and he's being honored because he sacrificed himself for something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think that it is right now very possible that Joe could die. And they've given us a lot of hints that he's the character that's not going to be living at the end of this. Even though they've shown Iris, I still think it could be Joe.
Iris could survive that. If Oliver Queen can survive that, Iris can survive that.
She wasn't a member of the League of Assassins, though. So
not that you know.
Good point. Yeah, I guess they don't tell you, do they? They don't announce that. Okay, well, how about this?
For the League of Assassins, number 27, Iris West.
All right, let me share this one because this one kind of made me chuckle, too. Hi, guys. First off, love the show. Been listening since the beginning. Crazy thought.
Wait, Sisko? He's been there since the beginning. Maybe it's this guy.
That's true. Let me look and see if there's any other clues in here. I hadn't thought of that.
Look for clues in the listener feedback. That's where the last place they expect you to look.
Hey, again, you know what? It's just as plausible as some of our other theories. So he says, crazy thought. What if Sisko and Gypsy start to get together, but then find out that Gypsy is Sisko's doppelganger from Earth 19?
Oh my gosh, I had not even considered that, but that is awesome.
Okay, so listen to his rationality here. Okay. It hit me when Gypsy referenced Luke Starkiller, much like Sisko would. Uh-huh. They have the same powers.
Yeah.
Have similar hair color, as best I can tell. I was thinking that they would play it out as this weird Luke and Leia infatuation relationship and then be like, "What? Your parents are who?"
Oh no.
Just throwing it out
she's,
there. Keep
she's going to say, "Have you met my brother? This is Dante, my brother." It's like, what? Oh my gosh!
I actually kind of really like this now. So, and that was from Jeremiah. So, thank you very much, Jeremiah, for giving me a lot to think about.
that's brilliant. That is great, dude. You got to share that with more people. Like yes. I just did, so, but.
Oh, okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah. So that was one just for you, the writers on Flash.
And Benjamin came in from Twitter and was asking us separately from his predictions as to who Savitar was. He was asking, did Savitar seem way slower than when we first met him? I guess most of the fight was slow-mo, but he didn't seem as quick. And it's hard to quantify that on a show like this where they do slow everything down so you can see. But well, if that were the case, they were talking about how Wally was falling off on his speed too.
Yeah, but I did have a little bit of thought after Benjamin asked this, but he may have actually been slower because when he was trapped in the Speed Force, he was, at least from my point of view, what I'm thinking happened is that he was Dragon Barry through the Speed Force. It was like almost like jumping in a current, right?
Right. Okay.
The EAC, man. And he was, so I don't know. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I agree with you. I thought he seemed a little slower too before Flash couldn't get the drop on him at all. And on this one, you know, he got a couple hits in, got behind him, tried to pull his mask off. I mean, so yeah, he did seem a little bit slower to me. Don't know if it had anything to do with anything, but I noticed it.
Okay.
All right. Well, man, there were tons of like little references here and there. I thought we could just kind of run down and share and see if we missed any. You guys let me know because I was looking for other stuff in this, and I think I may have missed a couple.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you added a couple that I missed here as well. So at the beginning, the Rob building, which is where the fire was, where they had to run off to at the beginning, that appears to be named after Benjamin Rob, who is a co-executive producer on the show, as well as one of the writers. I think he wrote the episode like 2 weeks ago. Sisko mentions, quote, when we plugged in Linda Blair here, talking about Julian, I guess Linda Blair being Reagan from The Exorcist, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Since
Julian was talking as Savitar, yeah.
Yeah. I mentioned before, Savitar calls Barry the Big Bad, which is how a lot of the writers and producers and stuff refer to the villain of any particular season, especially.
That's the first time I've ever heard anybody on a show reference the villain as the big bad.
Oh, Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, did that all the time. I think Joss Whedon kind of originated that phrase back in the, what would that have been, 90s, I guess.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Sisko says, this never stops, never stopping. Referencing that, I was going to say Adam Sandler movie. It wasn't Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg, right?
Movie, yeah. And HR tries to calm down Barry from going off on Wally by mentioning the famous movie from his Earth, The Four Amigos, which I'm not sure how that would work, but.
hey, it's, who would that be? Barry, Wally, HR, and
John
Jesse?
Candy.
Okay.
So,
John Candy.
He would be the fourth or so. Mount Bucolato. There was a. They were saying that the.
Craig.
Yeah, Craig. Craig was hanging out at Mount Bucolato, named after Brian Bucoletto, who's a writer and colorist for the Flash comics. We had a name drop of Temple of Doom, referring to the
Mount Bucolato.
Yeah, to the Craig and his and the acolytes doing their thing. And then, as you mentioned before, Wally getting trapped in the Speed Force is a lot like in the comics, where Wally was trapped for about 10 years and everyone forgot about him until he escaped in Rebirth, in the Rebirth series here. So.
Poor Wally, man. So hopefully he won't be gone for 10 years this time. But
somebody online had a funny idea that, you know, because in the comic books, Wally is Caucasian. And he's got red hair. You know, it's not a, the West family is Caucasian. It's just something that they had changed for the show here. And they said, maybe when Wally comes out of the Speed Force, you know, he's going to have red hair. And someone else asked if, you know, do you mean he's going to be white? And it's like, no, he'll still be black. He'll just have red hair to, pay homage to the Kid Flash, you know, when Wally has come out now in Rebirth, you know, he's got his red hair and everything like that.
So. Homage to Kid Flash and Dennis Rodman, I think is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, man, that was tons to cover. I feel like we missed lots of stuff, but I'm, like I said, I think we'll have an opportunity to go over some of this stuff as we go on. This episode has got me more excited than one in quite a while this season. I really enjoyed watching it several times, and I'm sure I'll be watching it again. So, but you know what? Hey, for this week, we have got to run.
Well, if you guys enjoyed the episode, please be sure to head over to iTunes, leave some feedback for us. And if you have questions or comments or want to share anything with us, feel free to email us at scarletvelocity@randomchatter.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Scarlet Velocity, like who is it? Benjamin did. And visit our Facebook page. We've got a number of posts that we put up there, and you can discuss whatever you'd like to at facebook.com/Scarlet Velocity Podcast.
That's right. And you can also check out our other shows, Green Justice, an Arrow podcast, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files. Not this week, but they will be back very soon. You can get those on randomchatter.com. And, of course, you can find all of those shows on the iTunes Store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And, of course, you know what? If you enjoy this podcast and you're having fun with us, like all of our listeners that wrote in with their ideas, we would love to have you share us with your friends. And then they can come and join in the fun, too. And remember, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This podcast is not endorsed by Warner Brothers Television or DC Entertainment. The official website for The Flash can be found at www.cwtv.com. The Flash and related elements are copyright DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television.